is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show. I don't think we've played this game since 2017.
No.
Wow.
Really?
It might have been the last, last time we did it. Might have been with Russ, actually. It's been a while. One of our original songs. I got to find Boozy or Floozy. Where are you? Where are you, you whore? There you are.
Fucking who?
I know it's been a while because it's one of our old, it's a long
theme. I'm sorry. When they canceled the show, I was so mad.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Dice had his own show.
The Goosh.
All right.
Join us in the game where it could be sex or it could be alcohol. And the only people that are getting screwed are the ones guessing wrong. It's now time on Davin's Den for Boozy or Floozy.
All right, let me go over the concept of the game. I am going to give names, and a boozy refers to an alcoholic beverage. A floozy is a sex act or a body part or something to have to do with sex. So you get 1 point for getting correct boozy or floozy.
Fifth, that's my leg. Stop.
Oh,
all right. Listen to this. These are the rules.
That's a leg.
You get one. If you guess it correctly, whether it's boozy or floozy, it's 1 point. If you guess the sex act, that's 5 points.
Oh, wow.
3 points for every ingredient of an alcoholic beverage, but you can only do these guesses if you got the first part right.
Wait, hold on a second. This scoring is complicated. Yeah. What's now 1 point for...
So if you say boozy and it's boozy, you get 1 point.
Okay. Right.
Therefore, now you have the opportunity to guess the ingredients.
Okay.
And for every ingredient you get right, that's 3 more points.
Got it.
But you only get to guess if you got in the first part right. So if it's floozy and you guess floozy correctly, you can guess the sex act.
All right. Yeah.
So we got you guys playing. If anybody in the chat wants to play, they can play too. Are we ready to start?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go around. We'll go with Russ first, and we'll go like that. The first one is cream pie. Boozy or floozy?
That's floozy. Yeah.
All right, you think it's floozy. Pip, what do you say?
I think that's a sex act.
You think that's floozy. Yeah. That's floozy. Joe?
Floozy.
Everybody agrees floozy. Somebody's moving up there.
Yes.
All right. You are all correct.
Yeah.
You all get a point on floozy.
Nice.
Russ. What sex act do you think it is?
I don't know. Probably.
Don't look to Joe. He's not going to help you.
with ejaculation. I don't know. I jerk off on a girl or something like that. You orgasm on a girl.
We call that the curry.
Spooge. There you go. You spooge on a woman.
You spooge on a woman. Pip, what say you?
Well, because it's cream pie, I'm thinking, well, the cream would definitely be cum, and then the pie would be vagina. So I'm thinking that it's like ejaculating on the outside of the vagina.
Ejaculating on the outside of the vagina. Joseph, what say you?
I would say the same thing.
Ejaculating on the outside of the vagina. Here's definition. When not specified as an oral or anal cream pie, this refers to ejaculating inside a vagina.
Ah.
Oh, so close. Oh. So close.
How is that different from normal?
That's what it's called.
Oh, well, it's called a cream pie. Okay.
So close.
I call that Friday.
Literally so close.
You got to realize we all came from a cream pie.
Did you call it Friday night?
So we're all tied at one.
Yeah.
We're all tied at one with
that. Wait, no. If you guess floozy right, you get 5 points.
No, you get 1 point.
You get 1 point.
Jesus.
1 point.
Okay.
No, you guess Jesus, you get 3.
Okay.
All right, Pip.
We'll give him water.
Pip, we will start with you on this one. Are you ready?
I think so.
The old crimson sunset.
Ooh. Oh. Sounds like a terrible name for a drink, so I'm going to say it's a sex act.
What's the terminology we use here? Floozy.
Floozy, sorry.
Pip says floozy. Joseph?
I say boozy.
Joe says boozy. Russ?
Booze.
All right. Joe and Russ are correct, so they each get a point. Now, I will tell you there are 5 ingredients in this. Joe?
I'm going to say one orange juice, vodka, bourbon, and I give up.
What do you say?
Orange juice, vodka, grenadine.
One more.
Sprite.
He gets one bonus point. Grenadine. He gets three. So he gets three. So he gets three. So that's worth 3 points.
Okay.
The ingredients in a Crimson Sunset are 2 ounces of gin, half an ounce of Tawny Port, two teaspoons of lemon juice, half teaspoon of grenadine. You fill a shaker half full of ice, pour in the gin and lemon juice, and shake well. Pour into a chilled cocktail glass, add grenadine, float the port on top.
Yeah,
I can never be a bartender. You want what?
There's a lot of reasons.
Why do I want to drink that? Here's some
They're usually people, too. You can't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What do you want? Drink?
I hope you're not looking for a fight.
Go fuck yourself. And what do you have to drink?
Yeah, that's not, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
All right, Joe, you are up first on this one. Boozy. Joe has the lead, by the way.
Yeah.
Joe, what is a Dirty Harry?
A Dirty Harry.
Is that boozy or floozy, Joe?
I'm going to go with boozy.
Going with boozy. Mm-hmm. Russ?
Floozy.
Boozy.
Boozy. Russ is correct with floozy.
Oh.
Oh, really?
So now, Russ, for 5 points, can you tell us what a Dirty Harry is?
I have no idea.
Well, make a guess. You don't work with children anymore. It's fine.
Something to do with poop.
Something to do with poop.
Or anal sex. I don't know.
I'm sorry, sir. You're incorrect. A Dirty Harry is a cock that is filthy and surrounded by a mane of pubic hair and possibly featuring a prominent mole that is still sexually appealing due to its overt masculinity.
What?
That's sick.
That's a Dirty Harry.
It's cock that beats all odds. Masculinity? You mean like the fact that it's a penis?
Behold, the cock has been out in the wilderness for 28 days.
Long pubes and a mole?
It doesn't have to have a mole.
Oh, yeah, but it's still appealing because of its overt masculinity.
Yeah, like
it's
the same
a penis,
right? But some penis, you know. But it's not a manscaped penis. It's a penis that has stories to tell.
Yeah,
oh my God,
it's a penis that's been around the cock.
That's right.
I don't think it would be redundant to say masculine penis, but what do I know?
Yeah. Well, sometimes a penis like tilting off to the left, like hey, this is
with sparkles.
You
want
to give a look?
Yeah, it was in the Navy, and it's been to Portugal. You know,
this is a war-torn penis. This penis has seen some things. It's been in some vaginas that fought crabs and Hercules.
You know, back in the days.
Hercules. Heavy duty VD.
Hercules.
I've got Hercules.
Most I feel like this car.
Not only does it fuck your dick up, it steals your car.
Yeah, it might. I feel like a Dirty Harry probably has like an anchor tattoo along the side of it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the anchor alongside my balls, punk.
That makes them look heavy.
So give us a tally and we'll go on. And okay. Russell will be up first.
So far, actually, Joe has 2 points.
Yay.
Joe has to have more than two. Oh, he's two?
No. He
sometimes
didn't
guess, I act it.
He didn't guess the drink ingredients. Okay. And Russ has 5 points.
Okay.
Oh, I've got one.
All right. Russ goes first on this one. Russ, what is a cum bubble?
Yeah.
That's a laugh.
I really don't want answers. Hey, I'll take floozy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A cum bubble.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say boozy.
Pip's going boozy.
I'm going boozy, too.
Russ is correct with floozy.
Oh, wow.
Russ, for 5 bonus points, share with the group what a cum bubble is.
Guess what you think?
Maybe like... Like oral sex after you pop or you cork there, there's like, you know, it might bubble up.
No, I don't.
Mouth. Like, no?
Well, like, I don't like, understand what you're going for.
Oral sex, like it's
in her mouth?
Yeah, like it's like or it's
if she
like
starts
coming
spitting
out.
It out.
Yeah,
don't help him.
No,
sorry.
Like,
let him work through the process.
You're done, but maybe as it's coming out, there's like a bubble there, you know?
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a spooge bubble out of a girl's mouth after oral sex.
A bubble of semen that sometimes emerges from the nostrils.
Oh,
no, mouth.
I said mouth. Thank you.
Vagina,
I bonus
or ass after semen coats these orifices. We'll give him that.
Yeah, he totally has.
You, the judges awarded you that prize.
Put that on your business card.
Yeah. Yes, cum bubble.
During the read, throw it.
Good point. I shall.
He can't yell, he's here.
Pip, we go to you.
Oh, God.
Boozy or floozy, what is Canal Street?
Make sure you buy a leather jacket and a fur coat.
Possibly not anymore.
I know, guys. Chinese food down there, too. Man. Yeah,
well, we're not racist shit here. You can eat whatever you want down there.
No, Canal Street Chinese food is awesome.
Pip, boozy, or floozy for Canal Street?
God, I want to say boozy, please, God.
Boozy, please, God. Joe?
I'm going floozy.
You're going floozy?
Canal Street, well, I'm originally from the city, but Canal Street can go both ways, so I'm going to go floozy.
Floozy. Pip is the only one who got that one right.
Oh, really?
It is a drink.
Get out.
Now, Pip, there are four ingredients to Canal Street for possibly 12 points in the lead here, Pip.
Okay, I'm trying to think of Asian liquor ingredients. I have no idea, right? Canal Street. So I'm like, what the hell could that be? I'm like, ginger is the only thing I can think of. So like,
suck it!
Let the woman work.
I'm gonna say ginger is a thing in there.
Suck it!
That's Japanese, God damn it! I'm gonna say vodka.
Okay, that's two.
What's a like not mango? Orange.
Three.
Orange juice and what the hell else could it be?
An umbrella.
come on.
Canal Street. Pineapple. I don't know.
All right. The ingredients in Canal Street are 2 ounces of Camus Elegance VS Cognac.
Okay.
4 ounces of ginger ale.
Oh.
Two lemons, two limes. You squeeze the lemons and limes over fresh ice, add the Camus and ginger ale to the iced and stir, strain in a coupe glass, and garnish with cinnamon stick, which is optional.
Hey. Ew.
That is the Canal Street.
All right, this does not sound very good, but I got 1 point for guessing that it was boozy, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Joe, boozy or floozy, what is the cherry picker?
Yeah.
This game's fun.
Yes, it is.
I'm going floozy on now.
You're going floozy
I'm
on the cherry
floozy on
all right, Russ?
I got to go floozy.
Floozy?
I'm going boozy.
Pip again with boozy.
Thank God, because I did not want to explain.
It is a drink.
I don't explain what that is.
I would
is.
Have to go to a very, very dark place for
me. Now, Pip, once again, there are four ingredients. For a possible 12 bonus points, what goes into the old cherry picker?
Oh, cherry. Oh, okay.
Let her work through it.
Well, I was going to say maraschino cherry.
All right.
The cherry picker. Let's see. What would be? I'm thinking like Shirley Temple, but with
we got 3 more hours of show, so take your time.
No, stop now! Give me a second.
Danica, Danica.
My wife made pasta for Zul tonight.
Don't curse at us.
Don't curse at me. I'm thinking. Okay, so this
we got cherry.
Cherry. So let's say cherry vodka.
Okay.
And let's say, picker, sour mix.
All right. One more.
And, let's say, Sprite.
All right. Here's what goes into a cherry picker. 1.5 ounces of Frangelico hazelnut liqueur.
Ooh, good stuff.
2 ounces of pineapple juice. Float cherry hearing. I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
And 2 cherries. We'll give you that one.
Oh,
we'll,
I got a cherry.
We'll give you that one.
Wait a minute. I just said I have a cherry. That's the last time you'll hear that.
What are our totals thus far,
Wait a second. So how many points do I get for cherries?
Three.
3 points. Okay. So we have Joe has 2 points.
Started off so well.
I got up to five.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ has 11.
Russ. And it's Russ's turn.
That's awesome.
Russ, boozy or floozy, what is a custard launcher?
Definitely not something you'd order at a bar.
Well, you can, but
I'll be going with floozy.
You're going with floozy. Pip, what is a custard launcher?
Oh, totally floozy.
Floozy?
I gotta go with floozy.
You all got that correct.
Well, could it be?
No!
Russ,
Yes.
For 5 points, what is a custard launcher?
Hopefully the tip of a man's penis.
Pip, what is a custard launcher?
I think it's when you spray your splooge across the room.
I say the same thing. Awesome. It's your penis.
So you agree with Russ?
Yes.
You both are correct. It's the penis. Goodness,
oh.
So 5 points each for them.
Yay.
Thank God. Actually, Pip should get a half point. That's not very fair.
No, it's not completely fair. She's should get a half point because you said the tip.
Where would a custard launcher be? that's definitely a guy joke.
I should have gone with it was a custard launch.
Yeah, nice.
Pip, boozy or floozy, what is a caramel apple pie?
Oh, that would be a drink.
So you're saying that is boozy.
I'm thinking that's boozy.
Boozy.
Boozy?
Booze.
You're all correct. It is boozy. All right. There are four ingredients in the caramel apple pie. Pip, you go first.
Okay. So I think that it would be caramel vodka, and I'm thinking that it would be like sour apple liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called? It's called caramel apple what?
Pie.
Pie? Okay. Jeez. I'm so bad at this.
Clearly.
Wait.
You never make it on Jeopardy. They'd still be in the first
game.
She's
got a drunk. I'll tell you that.
Cinnamon schnapps. Yes.
We got to get
right.
her out.
I think that's four, right?
That's
four?
No, that's three.
Oh, Christ.
No, caramel apple vodka, sour apple liqueur, cinnamon schnapps, and stop that now.
Yeah.
And what's the vanilla liqueur? What is
vanilla liqueur?
Pasta Fazool.
Pasta Fazool is correct.
Joe, what do you think are the four ingredients?
It's going to be cinnamon, Bailey's, schnapps.
You need a type of schnapps.
Oh, peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
Grenadine.
Okay.
You got a new one today.
All right, Russ, what do you got?
I'm going to go with moonshine, apple juice,
okay,
cinnamon,
mm-hmm,
nutmeg, and
that's
apple
four.
Pucker.
That's four, I think. I think you just named it.
Yeah,
four.
Did I?
Yeah,
right,
which one do you want to eliminate?
I'll eliminate the nutmeg and put in apple pucker.
You got it. All right, so here's what's in a caramel apple pie. 1 ounce of tequila tizan, half ounce of Hero Walker butterscotch schnapps, 1 ounce of apple cider.
Oh, balls.
1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice. So you got nobody got anything there. You shake vigorously with ice and strain into a martini glass, garnish with apple slice. I believe Joe's up first on this one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Butterscotch schnapps?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that.
I'm not making the drink. I know, I didn't even think they had that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Joe, boozy or floozy? What is a cockaholic?
Stop pointing at me.
I'm going with floozy.
You're going floozy.
How dare you, sir?
Floozy would make sense.
Floozy?
I'm going to say boozy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Joe and Russ know a cockaholic when they see one. They both got that floozy. Joe, for 5 points, what is a cockaholic?
A girl that loves cock. Can't get enough of it. Loves the cock.
Russ?
A girl who loves sucking cock and can't get enough of it.
A promiscuous woman or gay man synonymous with slut. Yeah, we'll give him that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wait, so now that was 5 points each.
Plus the one.
Yeah.
Russ, boozy or floozy, what is a devil's threesome?
Who?
Boozy or floozy?
Too. I'm going to go boozy.
Boozy for the devil's threesome. Pip, boozy or floozy?
I think boozy.
Boozy for Pip.
I'm going boozy.
You're all fucking wrong.
Oh,
really? No shit.
A devil's threesome, kids, is a threesome, and I shall explain it to you. It's a threesome involving two men and one woman. This is not the type of threesome most men fantasize about, but it's what they settle for.
Gangbang.
Yeah, because you're doing some girl, and you look at your buddy, how's it going, chief?
Yeah.
Really? You're making small talk?
How do they get past that balls touch? I don't understand that.
Well, how
there's
do you...
There's got to be contact there. There's got to be... Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just wondering if in this threesome are the guys doing things to each other?
Yeah, I know that's which.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't like that idea.
No.
It's like, but if you're going for it on the same girl, do you look at each other? Do you high five, or do you just like avoid looking at each other and just look at her orifices and decide?
An uncomfortable thing.
That's why it's the devil's threesome. You're not supposed to like what the devil's providing. It's not called God's threesome. It's the devil's threesome.
I like God's threesome.
And you get awkward and start talking guy stuff like Callaway's got to stop killing his starters. He's got to get relievers in there. You know?
So, Joe, let me ask you a question. What's going to come first?
Blowing
the clips.
Yeah. In the meantime, you're hearing.
All right. Pip.
Yes.
Boozy or floozy, what is a depth bomb?
The who?
I'm thinking boozy.
Boozy, Pip says.
I'm going boozy.
Boozy, Joe says.
Floozy.
Pip and Joe are correct.
Oh.
It is boozy. There are four ingredients, Pip. What are the ingredients to a depth bomb and please under 20 minutes?
Dicks.
No, I don't, that would be if it was floozy.
That's right.
I'm going to say in a depth bomb, there's definitely beer and whiskey and Coke and orange juice.
Joseph?
I'm going to say bourbon, vodka, tequila, and, oh, God.
I feel like you're just saying Saturday night at the compound.
So that's like what it
would
be.
Bourbon,
one more.
And beer.
We got 1.5 ounces of brandy, 1.5 ounces of Calvados or apple brandy, 1/2 teaspoon of grenadine, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice.
That's
you combine all the ingredients in a shaker filled with ice, shake and strain into chilled martini or cocktail glass.
That sounds like someone's going to fuck your night up, man.
All right.
That sounds like a nasty hangover.
We have two more. Pip, give me the tally as we go into the final two.
Okay. We have, I'm doing a little math in here. Okay. So Joe has 16.
I've come a long way from two.
I have 8.
Yeah.
And Russ has 23.
Oh, wow.
There's
a gambler in the house.
Joseph, boozy or floozy, what is a city slicker?
A city...
You were so confident that you're like, oh.
I'm gonna go boozy.
You're going boozy.
I'll go boozy.
Boozy.
I'm thinking that's floozy.
Once again, Joe and Russ got that. It is boozy.
Oh, okay.
So they each get a point.
Yep.
Joe, 4 ingredients. What is in a city slicker?
Vodka.
Excuse me, there's 3 ingredients. I apologize.
Vodka, grenadine, and Kahlua.
What do you say, Russ?
Bourbon, Drambuie, and a cherry.
2 ounces of brandy, 1/2 ounce of triple sec, 2 ounces of lemon juice. In a shaker half filled with ice, pour in the brandy, triple sec, and lemon juice. Shake well and strain into a chilled cocktail glass.
Nothing.
Our final one, Russ, we give to you.
All right.
Boozy or floozy, what is a corpse reviver? Pip is beside herself. Oh, get the tarp. We're going to have a rain delay, Joe. Yeah,
funny.
Floozy.
Play the Yankee rain delay music. You're going floozy.
Floozy.
Russ is going floozy. Pip, what say you? The corpse reviver.
I'm thinking that's floozy.
You're thinking that's floozy. Joe?
I'm jumping on a bandwagon, kids. Floozy.
Floozy.
Yeah. Yes.
You're all wrong.
Damn it.
Thank God. No.
Which means Russ won.
And yes.
First game, by the way.
Mazel
never won a game.
Good job.
Yay.
I will tell you the ingredients in the corpse reviver.
Yes.
It has it's 1 ounce of brandy,
yeah,
1 ounce of apple brandy, and 1 ounce of sweet vermouth. And a mixing glass you fill with ice, combine the brandy, apple brandy, and sweet vermouth, and stir well. And that, kids, is boozy or floozy.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's an excellent game.
You enjoyed?
Yes, so much.
I like when Joe's like all confident. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Let me think about this.
Yeah. Either way.
Well, that's the point. You want to make it so they could go either way.
Right. Love the titles.
I like
the
it.
Name.
Good drinks. Good, yeah, good sex. That was good.
I don't know if I like the drinks, though. They don't sound appetizing to me.
No, some of them are gross.
But a cum bubble, you're behind. That sounds more appetizing to you. Pip is more behind the floozies.
I'm just going with what's realistic.
Fantastic.
What I know.
Well, that was well played, kids.
That was really good.
Thank you.
All right, let's thank some people. Yeah. One of them's here.
Yes, I've arrived.
Thank that one.
Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Russ's company, of course, is Tower of Energy. is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by going to Tao of Energy, LLC. Anything to add?
That's good. Thanks, buddy.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with detail and care, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, and their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin. Then we have some shows coming up. Davin will let you know. In the meantime, experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
And on a side note, Vincent.
Good stuff, man. Really good stuff. I have lunch there twice a month. Nice. On average, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. And Vincent of Portobello's is scheduled to make his annual appearance next week as we do the Worst Dads of the Year Father's Day Countdown.
Oh,
we always
baby.
Have Vincent in here to help us determine because it gets rather heated.
Yes, it sure does.
And I don't know my stories yet, but I've been on a little bit of a roll. Although you've been playing pretty well.
Thank you.
That's next week.
That's next week.
Hey, all right. That's Are why you sure that's next week? I thought it was the week after.
I'm sure it's next week.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Damn fucking calendar.
Yeah, for sure.
With their dates that don't change. Side-Splitting Productions. You need a comedian, you want to call us. Sidesplittingproductions.com, which will take you to davincomedy.com. Call me, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Mr. Ferdico, anything you'd like to promote? Give a shout-out to?
Nah, thanks for having me, fellas. And lady.
Thank you.
Awesome time.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
Well, you tuck so well.
Yeah, you're one of the guys, you know.
Yeah, my tuck game is on fleek, but you know. The please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. You will be listening to the Richter Observatory, which is a great music program. But the whole station is pretty terrific. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club on Thursday. I believe Governor's McGuire's, but I will be there Thursday.
It's always a surprise.
40-mile difference between each club, but I'll be there. I believe.
Joe always acts surprised that we're going to ask him where he's going to be at the end of every show.
I forgot in the book. I think I don't know if it's Governor's on Thursday and McGuire's on Sunday.
You need a new book, one that travels with you.
I believe it's going to be McGuire's on Sunday, and then Governor's on – I'm sorry. Yeah, McGuire's on Thursday.
You
Governor's
are a
on
shit
Sunday.
Show.
Friday the 7th, it's the 7th, Fragile Sky. We will be at Revolution Music Hall in Amityville. We're going on at 8 o'clock. Check us out on fragilesky.com and go to Revolution Music Hall. See us. We have our new project out. We'll be selling that. We got shirts, stickers, T-shirts, the whole thing. So come on out.
All right. Comedy this Wednesday, June 5th at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring Johnny Lampert, John Ivorone, and Mario Gentile. You can go to andiamorestaurant.net or give them a call, 201-384-1551. Always sells out. Always a good time. Please try and get tickets if you have not gotten them already. All right. This has been this show has had a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Except scammers. Didn't have scammers tonight.
No, that's okay.
I don't do that with guests because there's just so much involved.
Yeah, no. And it's hard for them to get backtrack. And there would be lots of questions.
Lots of questions.
The Q&A would go on forever.
Yeah, I use when we have guests, I use it as an excuse to bring out some of the games.
Yeah, no, awesome. That was the best. That was a really good
And I believe next week... Pip will have her maiden voyage of Bitter on Twitter. I've never been on the guessing end of that.
Yeah, it'll be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
And in a couple weeks, there's a good chance Joe will have God or Lover for us, which we haven't done in a while, which
Ooh,
will be fun.
Yeah.
So I actually did the original.
You were? You're the original God or Lover?
Yeah.
We're still not sure which. But yeah, so Joe will get on the back in the saddle with that. So good times, good stuff ahead. Make sure you tune in next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.